You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, this is Leon Poe, man. You listening to Causeway Street Podcast.
What's up, y'all? This is Kenny Anderson. Y'all listening to the Causeway Street Podcast.
For all you new listeners out there, I'm your host, Josue Pavone. I'm joined, as usual, by my two co-hosts.
I'm Sean Dutra.
What's up?
Sound yeah, like talk
Tom
about
walks
yourself.
On the beach.
There you go. Joel Pavone. What up?
I'm a Pisces.
The most romantic.
It leads off with that.
The most romantic sign in all of the zodiac.
Oh,
you couldn't tell by my voice already.
Oh,
sexy.
But I'm the producer of this ensemble that we call Causeway Street. In case you missed it.
Hey, Bill Walton here, Celtics 1986. You're listening to the Causeway Street Podcast. Yeah, come here for nothing but the truth. This is where dreams come true. Thank you, Boston, for my life.
Where are we going?
You guys are such homers.
It's your boy Terry Rozier. You're listening to the Causeway Street Podcast. Now listen to my boys Joe Sway, Joel, and Sean.
Welcome into another episode of the Causeway Street Podcast. Usual suspects here, you know how it is. Josue Pavone on the mic. You got Sean Dutra in the building.
Hello.
Joel Pavone.
What up, what up, what up?
And this
hello,
is
Governor.
Our newest edition of the Causeway Street Podcast, where Kyrie Irving apparently wants out of Cleveland. So, you know what? That's what this episode's about. All right.
We're just
doing this? It's about Kyrie Irving. It's about, do you want to see him in a Celtics uniform? I mean, let's just throw it out there. Let's just see what it would take to bring Kyrie Irving to Boston. And if you guys even want to see that happen, okay? So that's what this is. This is what this episode's about, all right? It's about Kyrie Irving wants out of Cleveland. And not only does he want out of Cleveland, but he has a list of teams that he wants to go to.
Celtics aren't one of them.
Celtics are not one of them. But here are the preferred landing spots. You got the New York Knicks. I don't know why, but the New York Knicks are there. Miami Heat, San Antonio, Spurs, which I think that would be great, but I don't know how they would even pull that off. And the Minnesota Timberwolves, which in my opinion was probably the best option, but because the Timberwolves can't trade Teague or another free agent that they signed named Jamal Crawford, so I don't know how that would work. But you know what? Let's just break it down. We'll get into that, and we'll also talk about I don't know. Would you want to see Kyrie Irving over Isaiah Thomas in a Celtics
uniform?
I'm throwing
a
out there. Throwing it out there, okay? Because think about it. The second this story broke, every single Celtics fan was thinking that. So
I went on the trade machine. I'm not going to lie.
Of course you did.
I did.
And I broke my New Year's resolution, like, what, months ago?
Yeah,
months ago?
You're back on a wagon, man. You need to go to...
You know what? This is the first time I broke my resolution without putting the Celtics in it. I was doing the trade machine with Kyrie Irving and all kinds of different teams because I want to see what his best option is. Or, in my opinion, and this is what I think is going to happen, I think he stays put in Cleveland. But that's just my opinion.
So here's my biggest take from this entire Kyrie demanding a trade thing. First off, awesome. Love it. Love it, love it, you would. Love it.
You would because love it. You and Michael Rappaport.
Love look it. At LeBron James. That's what I want to say. Rappaport. I hate LeBron James. LeBron James just thinks he can do whatever hell he wants. He owns the NBA, and then his best player just goes, hey, LeBron, you're so fucking good, I'm out. How about that? I'll put my balls on the table right there and say, you win without me here?
Good for you, Kyrie. Good for you. You deserve to play in a city where you could get a decent bowl of sushi on a Tuesday night. I'm fucking proud of you. Good fucking move. And LeBron, you fucked up. You won the championship and you said, Cleveland, this is for you. But you should have been saying, Kyrie, this is for you. He fucking carried you last season, you fuck you. And now you got nothing, LeBron.
All right, so what happened, though? That's what I want to know. What happened? No, what made him say, you know what? I don't want to be
this is
LeBron James's fucking sidekick anymore.
This is it.
I want to go do my own
thing. It's because Kyrie signed his deal, and then
extension.
His extension. And LeBron just comes back and is... And,
trumped
and
him.
Immediately, Kyrie was like, this is my team, whatever. LeBron just comes back and he's like, oh, all right. We're because LeBron James, best player in the NBA. Awesome. Let's win some championships. Let's make this work. Now LeBron won't commit. Now LeBron just says, I'm not going to commit to Cleveland. And Kyrie has already committed the next 4 years to Cleveland.
3 years.
Yeah. 3 years to Cleveland, right? Yeah. Well, four-year extension, but he signed it, whatever.
No, he signed a five-year. Right before LeBron came back. So I don't know if he knew that LeBron was coming back or not.
My thing. If I'm Kyrie Irving, I was the guy. Yeah. That committed to Cleveland. I was the guy that you were supposed to build around because
shitty
I said,
Cleveland
I said, you drafted me. You drafted me. We're building something like you can tell. And then LeBron comes in and you got to say, oh, okay. All right. Awesome. But now LeBron's not going to commit to stay. Well, like where else are you going to have a better sidekick than Kyrie Irving?
No, but he hasn't done that though since he returned to Cleveland.
Which I get.
He's been doing these 2 years with the player option.
Okay. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Same thing with
Durant though. No, doing that. But
Joel, I get what you're saying. Yeah. And he's never done it since he came back. Right. Yeah.
Which is smart.
Which is smart.
You know why?
Because you want to make more money on your next year, which I get.
I'm pretty sure though, when he came back the second time, I don't think LeBron thought that they were going to trade Wiggins. I think he assumed.
No, he knew he no, had listen, to listen. Know. I he think, had
I,
to know.
I believe, no, I believe he assumed.
He made that trade.
No, I believe he assumed. He's
LeBron
like, no.
LeBron made that trade.
Listen, I believe he assumed you guys are going to bring in a third all-star, but Wiggins is going to be part of this future because he's like, no. when he wrote his little letter talking about he's returning to Cleveland, he's like, I'm excited to work with the young guys. Other than.
Did he mention Wiggins in that entire letter? No. The answer is no. He did not. He never mentioned Wiggins once before he went to Cleveland because he knew he already. Once he signed, he said, listen.
At that time, though, he did admit that they weren't a championship team. At that time, with Wiggins already drafted, Kyrie Irving, you know, signing his 5-year extension. So far, you're looking at Wiggins, Kyrie Irving, LeBron James. But, right?
Okay. Yep.
And a bunch of scrubs, right?
No, I mean...
For lack of a better word.
Yeah. Oh, and Tristan Thompson's now a scrub in LeBron's eyes because, like...
No, I'm saying, but at the time. You know, I'm talking about at that time.
I got you what I'm saying.
Because he wasn't the starter. Remember, it was Andy Varejao who was the starter.
Right. No,
over Thompson.
But I hear you. But, I mean, the thing is that, like, Kyrie now asking for this trade basically means, like, LeBron, I'm not playing second fiddle just to see you fucking walk away. You know what I mean? Like that's the thing. Like it was cool the first season. We went to the finals. You know, you came back.
I think there's a little more to it though.
I don't think
you know why? Because
is.
I think because a lot of questions come to the forefront when you hear Kyrie like, no, I wanted to be the focal point of the team, right? And then everyone's like, well, if LeBron's leaving anyways, that's gonna be your team. But the roster they have now, Kyrie likes to run.
No,
that's not a running team. You know,
yeah. And exactly.
If LeBron leaves right now, they're a half court set team, right?
But I'm saying LeBron made this team the way it is right now. Everybody that got signed was because LeBron wanted him. Even though Kyrie can see this isn't going
to
help.
But like, Gilbert had a lot to do with it too. They shouldn't have let Griffin go like that before they could have fixed this.
So, you know what? I'm with Joel on that.
Let's rewind it.
This is the reason why I think all this is happening because of David Griffin, the fact that they didn't trade for Paul George,
he was middle of doing that.
Like all those,
Kyrie would have been out the door too.
No, Kyrie wouldn't have been out the door.
I think he would have stayed put. But
Kevin Love would have been out the door.
But the fact that those guys didn't get traded to Cleveland, I feel like plays a big part because think about it. The fact that they don't have another perimeter an all-star to help them out to go against Golden State, they know that in the midseason, you're not going to trade for one of those guys.
No.
So now that they're out of the picture, I feel like Kyrie's like, okay, LeBron is heading out no matter what. And if he's heading out, I want to head out before he does. I want to leave before he does because I can lead my own team. I can be the focal point, like Joel said.
Do you remember Kobe?
I do remember him. He's a good player.
When the team sucked, what did he say?
When he had Smush Parker as his point guard?
He demanded a fucking trade.
Yeah, the same year that they went back to the finals.
Exactly, because you know why? When he demanded that trade?
They made shit happen.
They made shit happen.
Yeah.
Right?
They got Paul Gasol.
I have a feeling that Kyrie looks at, when LeBron leaves, you're sticking me with fucking Kevin Love? Are you kidding me?
Well, that's why I agree with Sway when he says that Kyrie's not going anywhere. I think this is...
This could be
either you fix this, hire another fucking GM, bring in more talent... Ship out some more talent.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It applies pressure.
Exactly.
And I said that before before we started recording. But my honest opinion is that I don't think Kyrie's going to go anywhere. I think that Cleveland Cavaliers, Dan Gilbert, what do you mean? Because think about it. If the Cleveland Cavaliers make a trade, there's no way in hell, I'm telling you right now, no way in hell they will get the same kind of value from Kyrie Irving in a trade. No, they're going to get lesser value.
Hit me out. So where I think Kyrie's going is going to be to Phoenix. That's my in my head. It's where he's gonna go.
That's not one of his themes, though.
Doesn't matter. He doesn't.
Cleveland can train him wherever they feel like.
He doesn't have a no trade clause.
He doesn't have a no trade clause, right?
So it doesn't matter.
Yeah, but
so
what are you getting back from Phoenix?
No, this is what I think. This is what I think.
All right, go ahead.
I think he's gonna get to that, Joel. I think he's getting to that.
That's what I said. Go ahead.
Is this mic on? No, I'm just kidding. I'm just fucking with Joel. I always talk over you guys. My bad. Phoenix has pieces that you can rebuild around. Like Kyrie isn't in the point of his career anymore. Where he wants to be like a guy that you're rebuilding around. He's been to the finals. If LeBron leaves Cleveland, not being overdramatic here, Cleveland will be a fourth seed in the East if LeBron leaves.
At best.
In the East. With Kyrie, Kevin Love, and those fucking schlubs around him.
Schlubs.
Which is why I believe that Kyrie, in his mind, he thinks he's a one. I don't think he's a one.
No, he definitely could be. He could be a one.
I think he could be a one.
He could be.
You don't think he's a one?
Oh,
I think he's a one.
Okay, he could be a one.
I mean, without him, they don't win that last championship.
I know, but
I mean, I get obviously LeBron James average triple double. Yeah. At the same time, though, he's got that killer instinct.
Yeah, but he could. Yeah,
a lot of players don't have.
He could be a one anywhere but fucking Cleveland. You think he's looking at this like, I don't want to stay here anymore. I stayed here because I wanted this to be about me. Now it's not about. Me, it's not my team. It's LeBron's team. I'm second fiddle.
Yeah, but
fine.
Sean, he knew it wasn't about him when LeBron came back. He obviously knew.
Yo, I know that, but when he signed the deal, he said, "I'm gonna make this I'm gonna make it my own. I'm gonna all make right. Cleveland a destination." And then LeBron comes back, and he's like, "Okay, well, it's fine." But now LeBron leaves 3 years later. You guys pushed me aside the entire time, and now somehow the place LeBron leaves, the place that everyone wants to be, like LeBron leaves his hometown. What the fuck, free agent is gonna go to Cleveland? After the best player in the NBA says, "Nah, I'm out. I live here,
yeah, but see that,
but I'm out." I know what Kyrie's just going to be there for 2 years, just struggling.
Let's revisit. Let's talk about how Kyrie got to this point, right?
Yeah. That's okay.
Let's do that real quick
because I think it's a lot deeper than what it looks.
Yeah.
Like. I don't think it's much deeper
on the surface.
Than what it is.
No, but on the surface, it just looks like
I think their relationship.
It just looks
not
like
great.
Yeah, but on the surface, it looks like everybody assumes LeBron's out after this year, right? Mm-hmm. Whether they win the championship or not, or whether they make the finals or not, they just assume LeBron's heading to the West. Stupid move, but whatever. That's his prerogative. But it goes deeper than that because there's a bunch of little things that have gone on since they lost in the finals that has led Kyrie to say, you know what?
Are white
maybe
women
this
involved?
Is the place
of-
What did you say?
Only when they win championships.
Wait, what?
I said, are white women involved?
Ah, come on, Sean.
He went to Duke.
You're talking about the yacht pictures?
Yeah, man. That was after they won the championship.
That was white women for everybody.
I'm just saying, there's not enough white women in Cleveland for them.
Oh, jeez.
White woman capital of the world
is Cleveland.
It goes
beyond that, Sean. It goes beyond that. I think it's their relationship. Relationship with LeBron James is obviously not as great as it seems because I feel like this has everything to do with LeBron James.
You know what? I don't actually think it has everything to do with LeBron James.
How does it not?
I think it has to do with the finals, the way the finals went down.
Okay, so.
Well, maybe the relationship wasn't.
No, I don't think
it wasn't great in
the finals. After the finals, what did LeBron say after the finals? I can't put my head down. I did what I had to do.
Oh yeah.
Right? Never gave any credit to any of his teammates.
Yep.
Right.
You know what? Let me stop you right there.
Go ahead.
When they won the championship, what did LeBron say? This is what I work for.
Yeah.
I work my ass off.
This is what I came back for.
Exactly. I knew we could do this. I. There was no, Kyrie Irving is the one that hit that big three-pointer that sealed the game. Kyrie Irving is the reason why, in that game seven, when they had no answer
that shot,
and defending Kyrie Irving, he never mentioned the fact that he was the one that took the biggest shot in the game and fucking made it.
How about this?
Game seven.
How about this?
Against the Warriors, when the Warriors should have won that game.
Kyrie Irving's the only reason why LeBron is still relevant right now, because when LeBron has to take quarters off to rest so he doesn't get cramps, Kyrie takes over. How many third quarters do you see Kyrie take over? Just he's like, all
right,
LeBron.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I got this. I will take over for this quarter, and I will. Kyrie
which
puts
is,
up like
well,
30.
Which is ironic.
Like, let me ask you though, how many times LeBron James gave him credit, especially just
Nothing.
For that final series?
Yeah,
not
you know
one
what?
Time.
Maybe,
no,
maybe
but not once.
But it's ironic that Sean brings up the times that LeBron's on the bench and Kyrie's in the game, because his plus minus when it's just Kyrie on the floor, it's awful. It's pretty bad.
Yeah.
With that, which I get, but at the same time, like I think the problem is that Kyrie sees it as he's basically second fiddle, right? He's like, it's like, hey, it would be if Kyrie gets injured, you know what? LeBron still got this. You
no,
know
but
what
I think,
mean? But he knows deep down that like if I'm not playing, you're now playing with Deron Williams as your starting point guard. You think that'll work?
No, but I think I don't think they're gonna resign him. But anyways, that's here.
Saying last year in the finals, right?
They might have to if he gets traded,
but. That was all fine and dandy when they won a championship, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's fine. But do you remember when they lost by like 20 something points against San Antonio in the middle of the
Oh, San Antonio. Yeah. I thought you were talking about the Christmas game, but
shit went down then, right?
Shit went down then because when they lost that game, that's when they had lost first place for the first time all season long.
Or do you remember those
and Kyrie played like shit that
those
day.
Those ESPN topics where they're like, is this really the team that's going to come against
Golden
State?
Then I think it was a little bit after that when they had that little team meeting.
Yeah.
Remember that? Kyrie was the only one that spoke about the meeting.
Listen, I'm not. Yeah.
He was
not,
the only one that talked to the media about the meeting.
I will say this. I'm not surprised.
I think shit's been down for a little while.
I'm not.
And they thought they were trying to cover it up by like, yo, at least if we win the championship, no one's going to talk about this. You know what I mean? But then, winning cures everything, obviously.
Yeah.
So you lose in the finals. You have LeBron come out and say, well, I did what I had to do. I averaged a fucking triple-double, and we didn't win. It was everybody else. Look at everybody else.
Oh, you averaged a triple-double. Russ did it for the tie season.
I did my... Pretty much he's saying, I did my part. Talk to everybody else in that locker room for why we didn't win this championship.
May I ask a better question?
Why wasn't it a competitive, more competitive finals.
Wasn't a great move because you're the leader of this team.
It almost
seemed like you're throwing people under the bus.
Does that, though.
That's what I'm saying. Are we standing at the point of time?
Yeah, but when
no, wait.
When
are we standing
good,
at
though,
the point of
he's
time?
He's like, I did this. I did that.
Yeah.
I did this.
And even when it's bad, he's like, I did this.
Yeah.
I did what I had to do. I didn't do anything wrong. Look at my teammates.
Yeah.
In so many words. Look at my coach. Look at the coaching staff. Look at the player personnel. I told everyone and before the playoffs started that we needed more. We needed more help. Mm-hmm. We need another playmaker. We need another shot maker. Yeah. Right? And they go out and they fucking trade for Kyle Korver. They bring in Deron Williams, whatever he had left in the tank, to give Kyrie Irving, some rest, pretty much, right?
Which wasn't much, but yeah.
Which wasn't much, exactly. But at the time, it looked like, oh, that's kind of a good move. Didn't work out.
Joel, like, Sway?
Yes.
I think we're getting to the point in time of my entire life that I've been waiting for.
Oh, boy, this is big.
For the downfall?
Waiting for
this. LeBron's downfall?
For LeBron's downfall. Everybody in the NBA now is going to look at LeBron and say, okay, we got Russ over here. Crazy. Like to play with him, though. We got the Warriors, where,
Durant, finals
all
MVP.
These dudes are, they're douchey, but whatever.
Yeah.
Paul George? Oh, we'll take Paul George any day. Gordon Hayward? Yeah, come here. Come on.
Jimmy Butler?
Yeah, come on, we want you.
Yeah.
No one wants to play with LeBron James. I knew this day would come once his talents were just plateauing, which I think is going to happen, maybe not this year, maybe not next year, but the next year. No one wants to play with LeBron James.
If LeBron James
is the biggest douche in the NBA, and God bless Kyrie Irving for saying, I'm out. I ain't dealing with this dude no more. God bless him. You know what? Because everybody else says, you know what?
All right, Rappaport.
LeBron James is going to give me what I want.
You're going to be scratching your bald fucking head next season, trying to figure out how you wound up with Ty Lue as a coach and Jose Calderon as your backup point guard. You fuck.
Yo, is it just me? Or every time
that Rappaport, was awesome, though.
Every time Rappaport does one of those videos, he just sounds like Robert De Niro's son. Yeah. It sounds like Robert De Niro's son.
He's like, you.
You
know you did it.
You.
It's like, analyze this, but his son
straight
doing
up,
the talking.
Straight up. Like,
but thank God.
The best like New Yorker right
thank
now.
Thank God for Kyrie Irving. I'll Tristan Thompson is going to be next. He's going to be like, I know LeBron.
If LeBron was
in
the other.
You paid me. You signed this check to give me all this money, but you're an asshole. So yeah, I'm going to go anywhere else. Trade me.
If LeBron was any other superstar in the final year of his deal on a fucking super team / championship contender, they would be looking to trade him. But he's LeBron James. You can't trade.
You
can't. Or can't shop around. All that's right, probably the better term. You can't shop around the best player in the league.
But you
that's
know the why,
next, you're not going to get nothing. You're not going to get nothing.
No. That's not even the case. I think the biggest reason why is because it's a horrible PR move. Whereas if LeBron leaves you, which is a very good possibility next summer,
if he leaves,
it's like, oh, LeBron left us. We're the victim. He's the asshole. And it's 2010 all over again.
It's a PR nightmare.
It's 2010 all over again. So Cleveland will never make that move because they would never want to look like the ones that gave up on trying to get another championship. They don't want to look like the ones that gave up with LeBron James and traded him even before he was going to be a free agent, and the fact that he's going to leave because he's thinking to himself, there's no way in hell Cleveland would ever trade LeBron James.
Or attempt to trade me.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, yeah.
No. He said LeBron James.
Listen.
LeBron James, in my opinion, probably talks in third person.
Yes.
Oh, no. This is why he talks in a third person, because LeBron James, the GM of the Cavs, and he goes, LeBron James ever not going to trade LeBron James. LeBron James is going to sign elsewhere. LeBron wouldn't trade LeBron. That doesn't make no sense, because you could give him Smush Parker.
Is he still even playing? He's not playing anymore.
Smush Parker? No. It's not 2004 anymore.
All right, by the way, funny story about Smush Parker. Didn't make the cut for the big three. He was on the draftable list. He didn't make the cut.
I thought people, when you sign up, you're automatically on the
team. No, there was a, if you didn't know this, Joel,
a
lot of people that played in the NBA aren't doing too hot right now.
Steve Francis?
Every one of them signed up for the big three.
Steve Francis?
Except Steve Francis, because Steve Francis was like, someone's going to draft me, and I am 400 pounds.
He's probably not, because if he's on crack, he's probably the skinniest.
If he's on crack,
the skinniest he's ever been.
I mean, both eyes weigh 100 pounds on Steve Francis' head right now. I've never seen the dude have the biggest eyes in the world that just fall out of his face. It's like those goggles you put on with the slinky eyes. That's fucking Steve Francis every day, dude.
All right. So hold on. Let's go back.
All right, go ahead.
Let's go back. After the finals, James makes his comments. Guess what? Cleveland, this particular season, listen, they didn't have exit interviews, right? Everyone packed their shit up, went off,
do
their thing.
Is Phil Jackson there or no?
No, he's not. Because according to Phil, that's very important, right? So there's no exit interviews. A week before the NBA draft, there's word that Paul George is available. So is Jimmy Butler. Griffin is trying to acquire one or if not both.
Both guys got moved, obviously. Okay. So they were.
May I ask?
They were obviously available.
David Griffin, the GM of the Cavs,
at the time,
he's trying to make a big move.
He was trying to make a big move.
Go ahead, continue.
So he's trying to make a big move. It looks like that they're close to making a deal with the Pacers for George. It was a 3-team deal between the Pacers and the Nuggets. And at the last minute, the Pacers pull out. They're like, no, we're not going to trade George, to an Eastern Conference team, let alone a fucking division rival, right? Well, in quotations.
Let alone the best team in the NBA.
Exactly. Well, no.
Eastern Conference.
I know what you meant. Go ahead.
You know what I meant. Okay. So then when that deal doesn't go through, I guess, lack for a better term, he gets fired, right? They're not going to renew his contract, even though he still has like another week left before his deal is going to expire.
May I ask you?
Go ahead.
Do you think he got fired because he didn't pull that deal off?
I think he got let go because of signings such as Tristan Thompson, signings such as J.R. Smith, where they got 70, 80 mil.
So wasn't this his redeeming deal? Like, wasn't this the thing?
This would have been, if he pulled it off.
Well,
if the Pacers decide that they're going to do the deal, he probably would still have a job.
Okay, so this is
a good point.
You know what?
Yeah, you're right.
Right now, put the drop in for the Sean Ducci conspiracy theory, because this is what's going to happen. I No, for real though.
Unsolved mysteries.
For real. Let me tell you about this. This is my conspiracy theory of the week. The Cavs could have gotten better, but I have a feeling that there are backdoor conversations with who's the owner?
Dan Gilbert.
And who's the best player on the team?
LeBron James.
Yes.
Which those two obviously don't have the best relationship.
They do not have the best relationship. But you know what? You put a bottle of scotch on the table, you put a couple drinks in the glass, and you know.
Nah, man. If I had a guess, I don't think LeBron's a big drinker.
Listen, no. Fuck out.
No.
All right.
You think he is?
I don't think he is. I don't think LeBron's a big drinker, no.
LeBron's that guy that goes to the party and has two beers and leaves.
Yeah.
He's that guy.
Yeah, it makes sense to me. But this is the bigger point. LeBron James said, listen, don't mortgage your future around me because I'm leaving. Now, you can't tell anybody this.
Well, I don't think he says he's leaving. I think he probably said, like, just don't mortgage your future around me.
No, my guess is that him and Dan Gilbert have... No, because this is it. Because Dan Gilbert got lucky as fuck that LeBron James decided to go, hey, I'm going to come back to Cleveland. Right?
Where else is he going to go, though?
How many teams are there in the NBA? Yeah.
But after what he did?
But
listen, though. You know what I mean? At the same time, though, a lot of people will say that he fulfilled his promise. He got you a championship, and if he wants to leave, that's okay because he got the city a championship.
But before that, don't you think, and I think I've written about this on causewaysstreetblog.com.
Oh, is that our website?
Yes. LeBron wanted or needed, you know, more talent in Miami, and Pat Riley's like, we're not going to fucking dupe down to your demands. This is what we have. If you like it, you stay. If you don't, there's a door.
Is that
what got leaked? What do you mean? What got leaked? I believe that's why he left Miami. Because he's like, we don't have enough. We need like those supporting role players. We don't need fucking Mario Chalmers. We don't need fucking, who else? Who else were they signing, you know, towards the end
Udonis
of that?
Udonis Haslam?
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Shane Battier?
Shane was smart and retired after that second championship. He's like, I'm good. I'm out.
He did them a solid.
Exactly. We don't need Ilgauskas in year 15.
Hear me out.
We need Whiteside. Whiteside was like a year too late.
We don't need Birdman. We're all good.
Exactly.
I truthfully think that when LeBron won the championship, the first championship in Cleveland in, what, 60 years, right?
Yeah.
Was it long? 56 years or whatever?
Yeah. I'm not keeping track, but go
ahead. I think that LeBron and Dan Gilbert sat down and said, hey, are you staying here? Is this real? Like, are you going to stay here long term? And he was probably like, listen, like, I love Cleveland. I want to stay here, but you know what? There is going to be so much more money out there. I got to go. I'm going to go make my brand in L.A., like, whatever. So Gilbert, the way Gilbert's operating seems like to me is a guy that knows something. He knows something because you don't.
I think it's the opposite. I think he thinks he knows.
Hear me out. Because you don't just fire your GM and then do nothing for the entire time. Everyone signing.
What are you talking about, man? They got Jeff Green, man. They're good.
Hear me out.
Come on. Jose Calderon,
You don't just.
LeBron and Jeff Green are there to solve all the problems.
LeBron said, you know what? You know how we're going to make this? Dan, I got you. You know how I'm going to make this not look like we're doing anything well? We're going to sign all-stars from 2009. Draft those all-stars. Sign those all-stars and we'll be okay. Because you know what? LeBron's like, listen, I'm out. After this year, I'm out. I've done what I wanted you. And he goes to Dan. He goes, hey, what else did you want? I won the first championship in Cleveland in 60 years. And he's like, I'm going to be out. But you know what? I'm not going to let you, going back to your trade, I'm not going to let you mortgage the future for 1 year because I see Golden State over there. They are way better than we are. And even with Paul George, if you have to give up Kyrie, you have to give up Kevin Love, are they really better than Golden State?
No, but they wouldn't do that.
Are they really better than Golden State?
No. But if you're talking about Kyrie leaving and Kevin Love leaving, is that what you're saying?
This is before Kyrie. I'm saying in this trade, you told me it was Kevin Love leaving and you bring in Paul George.
I think they're the same. I don't think they're better.
Your big three, though, is Paul George.
I think they're the same.
LeBron James and Kyrie Irving.
To answer your question, I think they're the same.
I think they're more athletic.
This is the same year.
This is the year that LeBron James has sat down with Dan Gilbert, and they've said, I gave you what I wanted. You gave me what I wanted. We're both on the same level now. And he's like, I'm going to be real with you. I'm not staying here. I fucking hate Cleveland, or I would have never left in the first place. Would he have left in the first place if he didn't hate Cleveland?
No, I mean,
yeah, but is this about?
No, would he?
Well, let me ask you this though: is this about Cleveland or is this about LeBron James?
It's a yes and no answer.
Is it about the city or is it about the team?
It's about LeBron. It's always been about LeBron.
It's about LeBron. It's
always been about LeBron.
No, I agree about. I agree with you on that, but.
LeBron doesn't want to stay there no more. He's done with Cleveland. No, I know,
but what I disagree with is he's not going to show you his cards.
But man,
he's not going to talk about
this.
No, but because that he holds that leverage over Cleveland.
Joel, but this is what I'm saying. If Dan Gilbert didn't know for 100% fact that LeBron was leaving at the end.
He might try to prepare for
it.
But he doesn't know.
Which is what he's doing.
I don't think he knows 100%.
I don't think so. I doubt that, man. You can't fire.
Yeah, but you can't function in this. You can't function in a season like, damn, I know for a fact that this dude's leaving. Now Kyrie is demanding a trade. That's not going to work. That team is unraveling. That team's going to unravel completely.
Isn't it already happening?
Yeah, but it's unraveling, but it's not to the point where they're still the number one team in the East. Let's be honest, they still could make it to the finals.
They're still championship contenders.
Exactly. The way they are right now, Sean,
before we started recording, you said it yourself. I mean, if Kevin Durant gets hurt, they're right there. I mean, if we're talking about the second best team in the NBA, it's the Cleveland Cavaliers. We can't say the Celtics are there yet.
Right, but what Cleveland. What I'm trying to say is that, like,
I think it's the first time we mentioned the Celtics on this damn podcast today.
I know.
That kind of episode. We'll get there.
This is your Cleveland Cavaliers podcast. Everybody knows the best place to get a Philly steak and cheese in Cleveland is Philly.
You know what we need to do? We need to find out what those podcasts sound like right now, because they must be freaking out. Cleveland Cavaliers fans, isn't there one on the CLNS network?
No.
I think there's a big collusion going on in Cleveland between Gilbert and LeBron James, and
I don't think there's a collusion. You know why? Because I don't think Gilbert is as smart as he thinks he is.
You know what though?
All right, let's.
I'm gonna be mad when I listen to this podcast. I don't think you let me finish my conspiracy theory.
All right, finish.
No, I already lost it. I think
you lost it.
All right, well, let us know when you get it back, because in the meantime, we're gonna get into a little bit of Celtics talk real quick,
okay,
guys. The Celtics obviously play a part here. Everyone, all the Celtics fans are gonna say to themselves, "Whoa." If Kyrie Irving is up for grabs, what would it take for the Celtics to trade for Kyrie Irving?
Thoughts on that? No, but you didn't let me finish on how he became available to...
Was this a fucking timeline?
No, I mean, it sort of was.
Wait.
All right, go ahead then.
Well, then after...
Sean, why'd you interrupt him, man? He was getting there.
I know, right? After Griffin...
I was in the best conspiracy theory, bro.
There you go again.
Well, after... Griffin got relieved of his duties. You know, they're interviewing with Billups, who had two interviews, one in Detroit, one in Cleveland, and they're lowballing him money wise, right? Because the average GM makes about $4 million in the NBA, and they don't want to give Billups any more than two. So he said, you know what? If LeBron James is gonna leave, and now, you know, I gotta deal with trying to make this team competitive, I'm out. I'm not gonna deal with that.
Okay,
I'm not gonna deal with that.
May I say one thing?
Go ahead.
Don't you think Chauncey's tapped into like NBA players that he?
Of course. No, you're right. I agree.
So he knows he did LeBron's the right thing. Leaving. He knows LeBron's leaving.
I don't think he knows LeBron's leaving, even though he denies saying that LeBron had played no part in his decision.
He's got a feeling LeBron's leaving, though.
You're right. Hey, but I think they lowballed him more than anything else in terms of money. I think that's the main reason why he decided not to take that job.
That's why?
I think so.
No, because if you still got Kyrie, something must have came to Chauncey being like, hey, LeBron's going to leave. And Kyrie wants to demand a trade. Like something, this stuff has been brewing in Cleveland for a long time.
I mean, he's not going to admit that.
Let's be honest. This stuff has been brewing in Cleveland for a long time.
Yeah. So Billups doesn't take the job. They're still GM-less. All right. July 7th comes around. And this is where, reportedly, Kyrie has his meeting with Dan Gilbert about demanding a trade. He doesn't want to play with LeBron anymore. He thinks he can have a bigger role or be the focal point of a team somewhere else. That happened on July 7th. So now it got leaked. This wasn't supposed to happen because when Dan Gilbert goes to Vegas for like the owners' meetings out there.
You know what? You know what's funny too? They didn't have a summer league team.
No, they didn't. You're right.
You know why?
Why?
They ain't got shit for young players.
So now 2 weeks later, this gets leaked out that Kyrie wants to be traded to either the Timberwolves, the Heat, the Knicks, or the Spurs, which I don't know. I don't think I agree with you, Sway. I don't think it's gonna happen.
Spurs. I don't think it happens because I think they're gonna do whatever it takes to keep LeBron around. So if you trade Kyrie Irving, it's a given that LeBron is out next season. And we talked about it earlier. The Cleveland Cavaliers are not going to trade LeBron James. So pretty much they're going to be without Kyrie, without LeBron next season, and they have to start from scratch. I don't see that happening. I really don't. I see the Cleveland Cavaliers making them play together. I mean, let's face it. Does Kyrie Irving even have a choice at this point? I mean,
no.
He's got, what, 3 years left on his contract? So at the same time, although they don't want him to be, you know, in the public, obviously, nowadays, because now in the public, it's like, okay, Kyrie doesn't even want to be there. But at the same time, the Cleveland Cavaliers want him there. He has no choice to stick around. And they're going to do whatever it takes to keep LeBron around, and you have to have Kyrie. Kyrie is the reason LeBron went back to Cleveland. There's no other reason why he went back. Yes, Kevin Love happened afterwards, which I think he knew about. But at the same time, he knew that Kyrie Irving was a rising star, and he knew that he was someone that he could build around. That's the biggest reason, the number one reason why he went. If there's no Kyrie, he doesn't go back to Cleveland.
Of course not, because he's never had like a guard of Kyrie's stature.
Well, some would argue that Dwayne Wade was that good.
Well, I mean,
but in my opinion, Kyrie is the best teammate LeBron's ever had.
No, Dwayne Wade's better.
What?
That first year, Dwayne Wade's better than Kyrie.
Yeah, how did that go? They lost in the finals to the Dallas Mavericks. Well, one of the worst.
4-2.
One of the worst championship teams in the last, 20 years? Can we say that? Dallas Mavericks that good?
No,
you had Dirk Nowitzki and you had a 39-year-old Jason Kidd.
They weren't that good. Led that team. They weren't that good.
But they were good enough to beat the Miami Heat, right? No, but Dwayne Wade and LeBron James.
But I think the problem is that.
That last San Antonio series when they lost in 2014, Dwayne Wade was whack.
May I say something about that 2011 year?
I'm telling you, Kyrie is the best teammate he's ever had.
Hear me out.
Best teammate he's ever had.
Dwayne Wade was way better than Kyrie right now, but like he couldn't take the back seat, even though he saw LeBron.
No, he told LeBron, I'm okay with taking the back seat.
But he couldn't take the back seat. He couldn't. That's the
problem. But he did, though.
No, but he did. He did, but every time there was like a big shot, you know Dwayne Wade was going to have it. You know Dwayne Wade was going to want it, and then he would let off something else. I don't. I just feel like Kyrie, from where he was in his career, okay, everyone forgets this. Dwayne Wade won a title without LeBron.
Yeah.
Right?
No, I
so
agree.
Kyrie won 33 games without LeBron. So you think when he comes in, he doesn't go, all right, I'm second fiddle, fine.
No, LeBron. He didn't. He didn't that first year, but he had to tell them when they were on. I don't know if that was the banana boat year, but in the summer.
No. It was the summer after the first season.
Yeah, the summer. He had to say, in the summer of 2011, team. He had to tell LeBron, "Bro,
yeah,
I'm gonna need you to take these last shots. I'm gonna need you to be yourself.
Right, because
don't be passive.
This is the problem. This is the problem with super teams, man. It's always the problem with super teams.
Not with the Celtics in 2008.
Well, it wasn't, but it was in Doc's mind. The only reason why Doc is considered one of the best coaches of all time is because of that year. Because he was able to. Because
they made it work in year one.
He was the first guy to make that work in year one.
In year one.
No, real quick. Let's backtrack.
No, wait.
If Kyrie Irving is healthy 2 years ago, you tell me they don't beat the Golden State Warriors in that series?
It goes at least seven.
I think they win it because they had no one to defend Steph Curry. And Steph Curry didn't even have an amazing
Kyrie's
series.
Not a defender,
yeah, he's not a defender.
Man.
No, I understand that.
He ranks the same as Isaiah Thomas.
I understand that, but how bad did Curry play
Shit all series.
No, I understand that, but the fact that he didn't have that secondary score to help him out when he needed it, especially in the fourth quarter, especially in Game 7, the best example, 2016 Game 7, without Kyrie Irving, they don't beat the Golden State Warriors.
Oh yeah, yeah, no, that's a given. We already talked about that.
But the season before that, though, when he only
played Game 1,
yeah, played Game 1 and he was hurt and he sat out the rest of the series. I think if you put Kyrie Irving in that series, there's a good chance the Cleveland Cavaliers would be repeat champions. Before this past season, obviously. They would have won two, and Golden State would have won this past one because of Kevin Durant.
No, I think...
I think it goes at least seven. And in Game 7, anything goes, I think.
Which one?
In 2015.
Really?
I think it goes seven.
This is Joel, the one that was all about Cleveland?
What the fuck? No, but only... Listen, only because... Kevin Love wasn't there either.
Kevin
you forgot
Love,
that.
Love, yes.
Get out of here, Kevin Love.
Kyrie Irving is the one in the fourth quarter.
I understand that.
But in 2016 when they won it, Kevin Love helped him win one of those games.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
He had like 20 rebounds and 20 points. I think it was game. I think it was game five.
He's the wild card.
He's the wild card. But I'm just saying he helps you win a game. I'm not saying he helps you win the series.
Well, just think about it. Just think about it.
He's the Chris Bosh in 2012.
Exactly. Against Celtics. I was just gonna say that same shit. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. And you know what I'm gonna say? Is that the thing about the Celtics that rings true more than any other super team ever? When you had Paul, Ray, and KG, every game you knew what you were gonna get out of them.
Exactly.
It wasn't like a. It wasn't
you
like
know
a,
their roles. They knew their roles.
Ray didn't just come in one time and score 30 points. Mm. He was getting 20 points consistently. Mm. Everyone knew their roles. Which is the one thing. Now, truthfully,
the only thing you didn't know who was gonna like dominate off the bench. That was that. Like, right. You know, it could have been Posey.
Which is the bench.
It could have been Eddie House. You know, things like that. So. My point I was going to make real quick when we were talking about the 08 team, and I'm not saying that you have to win 60 games to, you know, be a champion or make it to the finals, but that first year of the Celtics in 2008 was ridiculous that no one talks about, right? No, they won the championship, but people forget. They won 66 games after coming off how many wins the previous season?
27, 28, something like that.
That's the biggest turnaround in NBA history, and it's never going to be topped. All right, well, at least not right now.
I'm going to throw this out there. We have legitimately talked about Kyrie the entire episode.
That was the plan. In other news, so
Kyrie Irving ask your question again.
So Kyrie Irving wants out. Of course, the Celtics fans are all over Twitter talking about what would it take for the Celtics to acquire Kyrie Irving.
Too much.
My question is, if you want to see the Celtics acquire Kyrie Irving, what are you willing to see them give up? And do you think that would make them much better? Do you think a trade for Kyrie Irving would put them neck and neck with the Golden State Warriors? If that trade doesn't put you neck and neck with the Golden State Warriors, why do you even make the deal?
I don't think it does.
I don't think it does either. So my point is, as you can clearly tell,
Isaiah's had better numbers the last two seasons than Kyrie.
Right. Well, that not only that, but I think the fact that Kyrie Irving, because of his contract and because he has a few years left in it, for those people who are pushing for a trade for Kyrie Irving to the Celtics, I understand that factor because the Celtics would certainly save a whole lot of more money if they were to make that trade in the long run or in the next couple of seasons. They would save a lot more money instead of signing Isaiah Thomas to what, 32, 33, 34 million. Yeah. Whatever happens next summer, it's going to be to that extent. Whereas if you trade for Kyrie Irving, you're getting a contract. It's going to be about $20 million next year. So you're going to save, what, $12 million here and there next year, the year after. Sean, what do you think about that? Because Joel seems like, I don't think you want to see that happen, right?
I don't want to see that happen, but you asked Sean first, so I'm going to wait for Sean.
So would I want Kyrie on the Celtics? Yes, 1,000%. 1,000%. But if you got to give up Isaiah, I'm okay with a straight Isaiah for Kyrie swap, but that ain't going to happen. Ain't going to happen.
It doesn't work. It can't work.
No, it's not going to work. I've thought about this a lot, okay? You can do Al Horford and Isaiah for Kevin Love and Kyrie Irving, but that would never happen. But like, realistically, like
that would put them over the top of Cleveland, but fucking Golden State.
Okay,
they could be Golden State.
No, but I'm just saying the way the Celtics roster is working out right now is like you don't have a lot of tradable assets that make a lot of money.
No,
like you don't have that Amir Johnson anymore. You can just throw in to match deals.
No,
you have Al Horford. That's it for Kyrie and Kevin Love, and maybe throw in like a whatever draft pick and get that. But does that really make you better? Like I just feel like Isaiah Thomas. You know what? It doesn't even matter. I just don't think that Kyrie will be a big fit in Boston. You don't want to. You have Isaiah Thomas. Isaiah can play this year. If he plays the full year, great. If not, you can sign him for a discounted rate next year. I just feel like Kyrie, at the money he's making, yes, it's great money, but will you really get better? And are you really going to want, like, as much as we can stay, Kyrie's making a stand against LeBron James. LeBron James still rules the NBA. So you're going to take the defector and then people are going to come join the defector? Is that how it's going to be? Like, I, you know what I mean? Like, I just don't know if that's the way to go. When you've done so much to sign team guys, Al Horford, Gordon Hayward, Isaiah Thomas is there. Are you really going to go after Kyrie at that point? I mean, I just don't know. I would love him. I would love his talents, but I just don't know if it's worth what you're going to have to give up. Because truthfully, at this point, the only way to get him is Kevin Love, You should have heard me like 3 years ago talk about Kevin Love.
Yeah, that's the thing, man. Seeing Kevin Love in a Celtics uniform, I mean, it just doesn't appeal to me anymore.
3 years now, ago. You were talking about that earlier this season.
Now that the Celtics have Al Horford, I just feel like there's no need for him. But if you're trading Al Horford for him, I still don't see that team being good enough to top the Golden State Warriors. And if you're not topping the Golden State Warriors, what's the whole point of making this?
I mean, realistically, no, it's stupid because if you are trying to trade Kevin Love and Kyrie Irving for Isaiah Thomas and Al Horford, you would then become Cleveland without LeBron. Like, what's the...
Exactly.
What's the... It's Gordon Hayward instead of LeBron. You're not going to beat Golden State with Gordon Hayward instead of LeBron.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
At least if the Celtics keep the team that they have intact, at least you have younger talent that's rising. One thing Cleveland can't say. One thing a lot of contenders can't say.
Jason Tatum,
that they
bitch.
Have rising
Jason Tatum,
talent.
Bitch on your ass.
They have talent that are going to get better and better and better. And Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. And that's one thing a lot of teams can't say. Are the Celtics right there neck and neck with the Golden State Warriors? No, they're far from it. However, as years go by, whether we're talking 1, 2, you know, whatever, how many years it takes, I think the Celtics are going to be right there in the hunting, especially if the Cavaliers are going to go ahead and trade Kyrie Irving. Joel, what are your thoughts?
I think if I'm, you know, just piggybacking on what you're saying, if this doesn't put you over the top against Golden State, then why bother doing it? You're going to give up too many players. You're going to give up too much talent for Kyrie Irving, potentially just 2 years of Kyrie Irving. And Kyrie Irving's not a playmaker. He's in terms of making your teammates better. You know, he's a scoring machine. He's probably the best slasher in the game. Killer. He's got that killer instinct. But so does Isaiah Thomas. And at least you got one more season of Isaiah Thomas before, you know, he'll get his max deal, whether it's here or somewhere else. But I don't know. I just don't think that makes you any better. And you're gonna lose a lot of assets and chips that are either gonna grow here or be a part of another deal. Maybe Anthony Davis. Maybe. Never know.
Wishful thinking.
But, you know, yeah, I just
Boogie don't. Cousins.
Still, huh?
There you go, huh? Still on that, huh?
And on that note, we'll get into, in case you missed it, Joel, what the hell did we miss in this episode?
In case you missed it.
Everything other than Kyrie Irving.
Yes, in case you missed it. The Wizards and John Wall have finally agreed to a 4-year extension, $170 million.
That's it, huh?
The thing about this, though, it's funny. This has been on the table for quite some time. I think ever since the Celtics knocked off the Wizards. And, like, John Wall has, like, refused to sign it. But now they're bringing back Otto Porter. And you got, you know, Beal is in the fold for the next 3 to 4 years. Mm. They haven't made any major changes.
John Wall, huh?
And John Wall is finally like, I guess I'll sign this.
Well, I think the Washington Wizards are convinced that they can knock off the Celtics. So they feel like they're right there, especially with this whole Kyrie Irving thing. I mean, this is...
Speaking of wishful
thinking. This Kyrie Irving report just shook up the entire Eastern Conference, because now the top contenders, like the Washington Wizards, the Boston Celtics,
The Raptors.
I mean, they're all thinking, we all have a shot.
Well, those two teams are coming back with the same exact squad. The Raptors and the Wizards, the Raptors minus all their guys.
They re-up their core, so they are convinced that
the Raptors minus Carroll.
Well, they're convinced that whether, you know, it takes LeBron aging or Kyrie Irving being traded, they're going to be in the mix no matter what.
So. In case you missed it, Paul Gasol has signed a 2-year deal to return to San Antonio. He declined his $16.2 million option for next season.
What?
To make room for Rudy Gay.
Oh.
And Ginobili.
Manu.
Rudy Gay going to the Spurs?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
That happened like 4 weeks ago, bro.
Hey, fuck you, man.
Oh, you don't read Twitter?
And Ginobili returns for his 16th season, by the way.
Manu!
In case you missed it.
What?
Speaking of the Cavs.
Ooh.
Derrick Rose
is
in talks to possibly sign.
Wait, Derrick? Or?
No, Derrick. Derrick?
Dirk?
Jalen's going to the Bucks.
Or Jalen.
Wait, Jalen's going to the Bucks. We talked about that last week.
Wait, Jalen's coming back. It's awesome.
Oh, Jalen Rose.
Yeah.
So, is that even his Derrick name? Rose. It's Jalen Rose, not Jalen Rose.
The fuck's the difference?
It's an E.
They know why.
Yeah, it's an E.
Jalen, not Jalen.
Yeah. Jalen. But we're not talking about Jalen. We're talking about Derrick. So what does it matter?
Keep going.
Derrick Rose met with the Cavaliers. And it's funny because this literally happened 24 hours before the news of Kyrie Irving wanted to, you know, demand a trade. So if the Cavs are that dumb and they do trade Kyrie Irving, Derrick Rose is waiting in the wings.
Was it you that tagged me in that shit?
About what?
The Happy Gilmore shit?
Yes, I did.
No, that was no, that was me, motherfucker.
No, no, I tagged you guys in it. I tagged you in
the Happy Gilmore thing?
No, the Happy Gilmore thing with Derrick Rose is the face of the crazy.
Okay,
Derrick Rose is the grandma.
I think talking about the Barker and Adam Sandler thing.
Mr. Rose already met with the Lakers, Bucks, and the Clippers. In case you missed it, player formerly known as Jesus Shuttlesworth has finally clapped back at Celtics fans on social media.
That's a fake name. What's his real name?
You tell me what's his real name.
You know,
his real name. Actually, his real name is Walter. Not what everybody knows him as.
Why don't you just announce his name?
And say his name. Go ahead. Just so that people know.
You haven't noticed that Joel doesn't say his name. You didn't know that?
Wait, who is it, though? I don't know.
Say his name, Sway.
Don't say his name, Sway. Don't say his name, Sway.
Judas.
From the Bible?
Yeah. He played basketball. Basketball as number 34 in Miami.
Killed Jesus, man.
Yeah.
I'm not down with that.
Well,
he killed Jesus.
He's a traitor.
I don't know about that.
Well, he basically did. He ratted.
He's a traitor.
He set him up.
He's a traitor. I will not get over it. It's going to be a little while before I get over it. But anyways.
All right, so Ray Allen.
Interesting.
Joel's like
on social media, on his B-day nonetheless.
Joel's like that guy that like you're hanging out with when you're in eighth grade. And he's like, I can't stand that woman over there. She failed me in English in seventh grade. Like, what's her name, man? She's like, I'm not going to say the name. I wrote a great paper and she failed me. Just because I had no punctuation? Are you kidding me?
By the way, I failed high school physics by 1 point.
Ah, yeah, this did happen. This did.
So fuck that. Teacher.
Say his
I don't
name.
Know, I don't know her name, though.
Say her
no,
name.
I forget her name. I really,
say her
no,
name.
I honestly forgot her name.
Say her name.
I honestly
you
forgot
just,
her name.
You just say opened up head. A wound, Sean. You just opened that shit up.
I honestly forgot her name. I had to take... This was my junior year in high school, so I was forced to take a science my senior year, which I didn't, you know, I passed by a point and a half.
Ms. Reisman?
No.
All I'm going to say is my physics teacher, Ms. Shippers. Woohoo! Get it.
She can get it, huh? There you go. Too bad.
Yeah, what's up with science teachers?
I swear. That wasn't the case.
There's a good amount of science teachers that don't look
math,
so bad.
Math teachers.
Not even a joke. Teachers were not
pretty,
even a joke.
Pretty dope back in the day.
She may have been pregnant that day I was there, but damn.
So Mr. Walter, aka Judas.
What did Allen do?
Ray Allen, everybody. Ray Allen.
I know, right? I've seen a lot of people are
Allen.
Like, who the fuck are they talking about? So on Instagram, during his birthday, there was an Instagram account who should remain nameless, was bigging up the greatest shooter of all time. Yeah, I said it. He is my favorite shooter of all time still.
Steph Curry?
No, not yet.
On his not yet. He, never.
And many people called him.
Joel hates the Warriors.
And people called him a traitor. And Judas decided to tell Celtics fans, get over it, while also thanking those that wished him a happy birthday.
You know, it's funny.
And
okay,
after that, was floating around Twitter, floating around, you know, all the social media. It got taken down, his comments.
Yeah, I was just going to say, because leave it to Ray Allen to not stick by it. Because, of course, he's going to erase it. Just like he tried to say, what were the posts?
He got hacked.
After
he didn't say it. His publicist said it,
but you know, obviously it came from him. After Area 21, you know, Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett pretty much aired him out, talking about how he needs to be the one to apologize. He puts up a picture of him, like, what was it, like bodying Rondo?
Yeah.
Giving him the elbow.
While he was on the heat.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, minutes later, I was hacked. Somebody else did that. It wasn't me.
And his account wasn't verified anymore. In case you missed it, Conor McGregor decided to troll Floyd Mayweather on
favorite
Instagram.
Favorite story of the day.
While wearing an old school number 23 Warriors jersey, which, if y'all don't know, Draymond Green's number is 23.
That's an old school
one. His current number is number 23. So Draymond, of course, he couldn't stay quiet and telling McGregor, bro, we're not riding with you. We're riding with Floyd. Take that jersey off. So McGregor was like, that's CJ Watson, mate. I don't know who the fuck you are. No disrespect, though, kid. Keep hustling. And stay in school.
Stay in school, Draymond. Draymond.
Now, what makes this even more great, this post, that the fact that McGregor got the last laugh, is because CJ Watson, for those who don't know, used to bang Mayweather's wife.
Got him. The best part about this, though, is that Draymond Green can't say anything back to
Wait,
that.
How do you come back?
There's no way.
Draymond can't come back from
it's
that.
It's almost like, shit, my bad, bro.
Right. But you
he's
can't.
Like, oh, that's my jersey.
He's like,
oh.
Carry on.
But he can't say that right?
Yeah, he can't say
he
that.
Can't say my bad, nor can he say something like, you know, aggressive and saying like, no, you know, F you, whatever.
Yeah,
Conor McGregor is the best shit talker in the world.
No matter what he says, he looks bad. So yeah. The best course of action is to say nothing.
Stay the fuck quiet.
So Draymond did that.
So we finally found someone to make Draymond shut his mouth.
Exactly.
That's a great.
Exactly. Because
Celtics signed Conor McGregor tomorrow.
If there was anybody else, Draymond Green has to get the last word.
Exactly.
But when it comes to him, he's like, wow, I just got shunned. I got nothing to say. There's no way I can come back from this.
Yeah,
there's no way I can say something to make me look best. So I'm just going to shut up and just take it.
Yeah, just because he's the best.
Take it on the chin.
Take that L.
Take that L.
Yeah. McGregor was like, yo, hold this L. And Draymond's like, okay.
I will.
You know what? I'll talk shit when Mayweather wins, but for now, I'm going to hold this L.
He may be the best shit talker in the NBA, but he's got legitimately nothing on Conor McGregor. Conor McGregor isn't
out of his element, bro.
Isn't the best fighter in the world. Neither is Draymond. He's the best player in the NBA.
No, he just likes to kick people in the balls.
Conor would fuck Draymond Green up. You know Conor, what? Conor McGregor is like 5'10", like 165.
It's not even about that.
No. Draymond Green's probably like
six eight. He's like 6'6".
It's not even about that though.
He would get his ass whooped.
You're right. Don't get me wrong. It's not even about that. It's about the fact that like Draymond Green thinks he's like an elite NBA player that everyone knows who he is.
But he's really not.
He's not. Yeah.
When I saw the post originally,
you're
I saw
even
the,
like a top 10 player.
I saw the old school jersey and. When they were going back and forth, I thought he had a Jason Richardson jersey because he used to wear number 23.
No, that's CJ Watson, bitch.
Good old CJ. Yo,
that Jay Rich team back, what was it, 06?
06, 07,
that
dunk
contest? Dunk contest?
Not only that, but like that team was, that was a fun team to watch. Baron Davis.
Steven Jackson.
They knocked off the eighth seed, the Dallas Mavericks.
Steven Jackson.
Baron Davis. Yo,
Mike Barnes on that squad, too.
Yo, Troy Murphy, son.
What you know about some Troy Murphy?
What you know about Troy Murphy, bitch? What you know? Yo, them dudes left Dirk and his boys freaking stumped.
Going
they were like,
home.
How did this even happen?
Going home, man.
In case you missed it, the greatest Celtic of our generation finally came home. He signed his contract and officially retired as a member of the Boston Celtics. Paul Pierce, ladies and gentlemen.
Paul Pierce, motherfucker!
Number 34 will never be worn ever again. It's going to be hanging from the rafters at some point this season. But my man Paul didn't just come and just sign his contract and bounce. No, decided to put on the Celtics practice shirt and shoot around in Waltham. Ooh. Got some shots up.
Bringing it back to 2001 right there.
Yo, you know how many years Paul Pierce shot on that court, man?
Epic.
That was epic. You know what? To see him in that uniform.
And last year in Waltham.
Yes,
too, right?
It is. Yep. You're right. Yep. That 2008 banner that hangs in Waltham.
Oh, that picture.
Who helped put that up there?
The truth.
My name Paul Pierce.
Paul Pierce. Not only did he do all that, hold up his jersey, which had the stupid GE logo on it, which is awful. But anyways.
I like the GE logo.
It's too big.
I don't like it, but I want that jersey.
My friend Stu won a fucking autographed Celtics jersey.
Shout out to you, Stu. Still mad at you. You didn't come to our draft party.
Yeah, asshole. You would have won a fucking autographed Isaiah Thomas ball, Polly.
Douchebag. Well, anyways, Paul head out to the comments, was walking around, had his live IG, feed.
Yeah, I love how Paul is all about social media.
Was just chilling with the ducks. Had people come up to him, taking pictures and whatnot. The swan boats, yep. Headed out to the north end to have some chowder.
Chowder.
Yo, wait, Paul loves chowder. Who the fuck goes to the north end for chowder?
Paul Pierce,
man. He can go anywhere he wants.
Yeah, I was going to say, Paul, I know some good spots for chowder, but
not
maybe he likes
the
thin chowder.
Hold on.
I'm a big fan of the thick chowder, but I think he likes the thin chowder.
Yeah,
Where's the Union Oyster Bar? Is it in the north end?
No, it's by the garden. It's right by Hennessy's, actually. Sean's
kind
place.
Kind of the north end.
That's kind of the north end. That's where he went.
That's not the best chowder.
But that's where he went. I didn't say the best. I just said he just went for some chowder.
Yeah.
I will give you one.
He was asking people on Instagram. And that's one person that just mentioned it.
Well,
no one else said anything else.
Why did I not use my phone how they should?
Well.
I could have given him like the best
spot. If you follow Paul Pierce on Instagram, you would have got notified that he was live.
If you guys want to know the best spot for chowder, I'm not going to fucking tell you.
I'm surprised Sway didn't go out there and try to get a drop for Causeway. It would have been great.
It would have been great.
You work right in the area.
You know
or
what? When I find out.
Us, or either
when
of
I,
us.
When I find
I didn't
out,
see it until the next day.
When I found out, it was too late. Exactly.
Yeah, I didn't see it until the next
just
day.
Just like you.
I got a head on.
Paul Pierce, guys, this is like the conversation that I've been hearing for the last week or so. Where does he rank in terms of best Celtics of all time? I mean, he's the best of our generation, so is he top 5, top 10,
I think I saw somebody put it like the best, as they said.
If he's not
top five, he's the sixth man. He's coming off the bench.
There's Russell. There's McHale.
Bird, Russell, McHale. You know what? I even put...
some people say Hondo is in there, too.
Hear me out, right?
Put Hondo in there.
So here's my thing. It's like, obviously, best Celtic of all time is...
Larry Bird.
Havlicek.
Okay, so you got three. You got Bird,
Havlicek,
Russell, right?
You say Russell? You didn't say...
Russell.
Okay.
Russell.
All right, Russell.
Russell's the best Celtic of all time.
You can't go wrong.
Number two is Bird. Number three is Havlicek, just because... Yeah, because
he does lead the franchise in points scored.
So there is a 4-7 area that Paul Pierce falls into.
It's borderline fifth, sixth man for me.
It doesn't matter who you want to take. McHale, Parrish, Cousy, Pierce.
I think he's over Parrish.
That's a good argument.
I mean,
I think it's over Perry.
Cowens
a good argument. No, Cowens and Sam Jones, I think Paul's neck and neck with those guys. Cowens and Jones, and those guys are teetering in and out of top five.
But you got to think about it, though. It's like any other team, Paul Pierce is the number one or number two or definitely top three all time.
Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, though. Best pure score.
No, but I don't like doing this.
People are gonna say Havlicek.
No, I don't like doing this shit because you know what?
He does lead the franchise.
Best pure score.
Like you just didn't say best score because obviously it's Havlicek. Best pure score. It's like it's stupid.
Best pure score means a 3-point. The perimeter.
Sway.
No,
here's what I'm gonna say.
Paul Pierce is in top. He's either the top three or top five in every category for the Celtics in terms of statistical.
Even if you want to put Havlicek as the best pure scorer, is Paul Pierce not number two?
No. Yes, he would.
Yeah, in terms of that. Yeah.
Hear me. No, Bird.
I think he's more of a pure scorer than Bird.
No, you idiot.
Oh, actually, I forgot about Bird. Yeah.
How did you forget about Bird?
Listen,
because we were talking about overall.
Can you hear me out?
Well, Bird's a better player. But go ahead.
Paul Pierce is the best player of the last 20 years of Celtics. Okay?
Yeah, I just said that in our generation.
Right. But that means a whole shit ton more than any other fucking team out there.
All right, hold on. Let me throw you a question though. What about those that say that he played on those shitty teams, right? Bird, Havlicek, Parrish, McHale, they played on great teams and they were still great. Paul played on too many shitty teams though. Doesn't that kind of skew things a little bit?
No, it doesn't, because if you're playing with Larry Bird, the best Celtic of all time, or the second best Celtic of all time.
What about Russell?
Russell's my number one. Bird's my number two. All I'm saying is that Paul Pierce does not eclipse Bird, Russell, and fucking...
Okay, for pure score, Havlicek. Okay, I'll give it a Bird. Right? But he's like right behind Bird.
But hear me out,
Best pure score.
All I'm saying is that...
Havlicek, Bird, Pierce.
25 other teams in the league, Paul Pierce is your best player of all time. The only reason why he's on is he top five? Is he top six? Is he top seven?
Because of the championships.
It's because of the Celtics. We have the most storied franchise.
Exactly.
That's what I'm trying to say.
But all these guys that we're mentioning ahead of Paul Pierce or in the conversation have multiple championships.
It's unfair to rank him. It's unfair to rank him because when he came in, it was the low point, and he saved a team from where the low point of the Celtics, the most storied franchise in the NBA, was just filtering and fucking dog shit for fucking ever since Bird ever retired. And then Pierce saved him from that, and he took him a while to get there. But when he got there, it was the sweetest. It was the sweetest championship that the Celtics have ever had. I still think that. I didn't see all the other ones, but it still was the sweetest.
In case you missed it, the Celtics... apparently, you keep adding to the already full roster as Danny Ainge has signed Shane Larkin, EuroLeague extraordinaire, apparently.
Miami.
Shane. To a contract. He's signed a one-year deal. Is he a part of, he's going to be a part of a bigger trade maybe in the future, or he's just adding depth to the backcourt or the ball handlers and Rozier, Smart, and Isaiah? Remains to be seen.
He's Demetrius Jackson's replacement. That's what he is.
Yeah, but he makes number 16. Though.
The reason why we cut Demetrius Jackson is because we didn't have any spots on the team.
No, I understand that.
Over Shane Larkin.
They have another ball handler. Like who else? What's another ball handler besides?
I just mentioned the three
in the rotation.
Don't worry.
Yeah,
Smart And
so it's a backup plan. And if he doesn't make it, then he gets cut.
Well, the Celtics also officially announced the signing of Gershon Yabusele and Daniel Theis.
Theis is going to be my bitch. Theis is my bitch this year.
Yabusele.
He's my boy. Theis is going to come in. Theis is going to give the Jonas Oropko minutes. You watch that shit.
Yo, check it out. Yabusele is Zach Randolph Jr.
Oh.
You heard it here first.
I thought you were going to say like his protege or some shit. That would have been awesome. No, in case you missed it, real quick, guys. Go to Jaylen Brown's Twitter account to watch hashtag drive-by dunk challenge. It's great. That's all I'm going to say. You guys got to go to his account to see that. If you don't know what the drive-by dunk challenge is, Google it. Fucking great video footage.
That shit's hilarious.
He so breaks check it out. The hoop. And you know what? The best part about that thing is
what are you, Kendrick Lamar, dude?
The best part about that thing is when the guy goes, hey! After he steals the ball.
Go check that out.
Go check that out.
This occasion mixed it is brought to you by
CLNS.
CLNS
Woo!
Media.
When you want the best.
Network. Make sure you download their mobile app for your Android or your iPhone. You can also follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and like us on Facebook.
Wait, what happened? What?
Oh, Snapchat as well. We got some funny snaps.
You got
up
some
there.
Snaps going.
I gotta say, it's my favorite app.
Depending on when you listen to
right
this.
CLNS. Woo!
When you want the man.
Yeah.
And that's it for.
In case you. In case you missed it.
Oh, shit. So, hey, where can they follow you on the interwebs, man? We haven't shouted out your Twitter in a while.
Yeah, man. Everybody give me a follow. I'm at @Joe_Sway.
S-W-A-Y.
At Sean Dutra. Just at Sean Dutra.
S-E-A-N. And on that note, we'll talk to you guys real soon.
What you want with this?
Peace.
You got no point guard. You got no GM. You don't have a fucking shirt. And that's what the fuck you get. For creating the friends and family watered down AAUification of the NBA. Good!